This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Children love Christmas. They love the lights, the decorations, the cookies, the movies, the cartoons, the music. But most especially, children love the presents. A typical child has a hard time falling asleep on Christmas Eve because of the anticipation of receiving so many beautiful gifts under their Christmas tree. I've even heard the story of a child who snuck into his parents' bedroom and changed the time on the clock, fast-forwarding several hours so they could get downstairs and open their presents a little bit early. As adults, we don't always seem to have that same Christmas spirit that maybe we once had. We often think that Christmas is more for the children. Rather than thinking about what you might be getting for Christmas, we might be questioning ourselves, did I get everything I was supposed to get for the children, the grandchildren, and everybody else? There's only one more week before Christmas. Perhaps the question we should be asking ourselves is, what do I want to ask God for this Christmas? What do I really need? And what is it that I need to be a better Christian in this coming new year? In our first reading today, we hear King Ahaz is being given a gift from the prophet Isaiah to ask God for any sign he would like. Ahaz is afraid, so Isaiah gives him one. "The virgin shall give birth, and they shall name him Emmanuel." Ahaz would never have dreamed to ask for something like this. How could anyone presume to ask God to leave heaven and become a man and live among us? To become a baby, completely dependent on Mary and Joseph for everything. Anything Ahaz could have asked for would have paled in comparison to what God was prepared to offer. I do not presume to know what God has planned for each of you this Christmas. All of us play a unique part of his plan, but I do know that whatever we could ask God for this Christmas pales in comparison to what God gives to us this Christmas and at every Mass. That is, he gives himself to us so completely. Do we see this in the Eucharist? Every one of us has our own fears and dreams and desires. As we prepare to celebrate the great feast of the Incarnation, let us lay these fears at the feet of our Father, who desires to give us what we could never ask for. Merry Christmas.